Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. A grave misconception which is found regarding the Islamic economic directives is that there are certain people who think that only usury is prohibited, which in other words means that interest which is charged at an exorbitant rate is only prohibited. As far as interest is concerned, which is not charged at an exorbitant rate, that is allowed. So this has to be understood that this is an entirely erroneous concept, and it is, although it is based on a Quranic verse, yet the true interpretation of that Quranic verse is entirely different. Let me first read out that verse to you. The verse says, "Ya ayyuha allazina amanu la ta'akulu riba adhafa muzarafa," which means, "Believers, do not devour interest, doubling and redoubling." So on the basis of the words doubling and redoubling, it is understood that only interest which is exorbitant is prohibited. As far as interest is concerned, which is not exorbitant, it is allowed. Now, we have to understand this fact that this verse actually employs a very, very special style of Arabic. And of course, it's not just specific to Arabic. It's found even in our own language. In order to point out the horrendousness of a certain thing, at times this style is adopted. For example, if I say that, oh, you're speaking a lie in a mosque, which of course would mean that something which is very grave has been committed in the mosque. And it does not mean that speaking a lie or telling a lie is ordinarily allowed. Or for example, it is allowed when a person is not in the mosque. When I say that something, you're doing something in the mosque, it only points out to the horrendous nature of that thing. So in other words, when it is said that you are devouring interest, and that too in such a large manner or in such a large quantity, it only means that something which is originally prohibited, you're doing that in to such a large extent. And this style, we'll find, is even adopted by the Quran itself at various places. Thus, for example, let me give you an example. It says in one of the surahs of the Quran, Surah Bani Israel, it says, "La taqtulu awladakum khashyata imlaq," which means, "You shall not kill your children for fear of poverty." Now, this, of course, does not mean that if there's no fear of poverty, then children can be killed. So similarly, another example is that the Quran says in Surah Baqarah, the Almighty says, in fact, "Wala tashtaru bi ayati samanan qalila," do not sell my verses for a paltry price. This again does not mean that if it fetches a high price, then the verses can be sold. So this is a very special style which is adopted by the Quran just to point out the horrendous nature of a thing that must not be committed. It does not mean that if it is carried out in that particular extent, only then it is prohibited. It is prohibited at all costs. However, when it is said in such a style, the only purpose is to point out the horrendous nature of that thing. Thus, for example, when it is said that you do not devour interest, doubling and redoubling, it does not mean that, of course, if interest is charged at a normal rate or in a mutually acceptable rate, then it can be accepted. It only means that charging interest, of course, itself is prohibited. And then again, it is being charged to such an exorbitant extent. And as I said, these examples only serve to show that something which is prohibited is so horrendous, it's so horrific that it cannot be expected of a believer to carry this out. So in other words, it can be safely said that it is erroneous to conclude that only usury is prohibited in Islam. Riba or interest is prohibited whether it is charged at an exorbitant rate or whether at a low rate. It is prohibited at all costs. This verse which is under discussion does not define, it does not prescribe the nature of the riba. It only tells us of the horrendous nature of the thing or the practice which is being carried out. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ